Darren, I do love these museum collections when you come behind the scenes and you suddenly feel that you're surrounded by treasures. And it's amazing to think that there are new discoveries to be made in here as well.
That's right. In a way, there are almost too many specimens for the number of experts out there. There's always new stuff to find in collections. You don't necessarily have to go out in the field and look for dinosaurs. You can just rummage through museum drawers. You will find something new.
Recently, Darren and a colleague did exactly that. They came across a bone that had been lying on a museum shelf since Victorian times. It may look unremarkable, but with several unique features, it didn't fit with anything that had been found before. And it was enough for them to describe a new species.
It must have been really exciting to name a whole new species of dinosaur.
Yeah, we realised straight away that, wow, this is something completely new. Naming a new species, you know, not such a big deal, it's quite easy to do.
Really?
But finding...
Because for me, you think that'd be a kind of once in a lifetime, wow, I've named a new species of dinosaur. But no.
No, there's certain huge swathes of the tree of life, there's very little work been done, really. It's quite easy to find new species. We're in a golden age of dinosaur discovery. There's about 50 new species of dinosaurs named every year.
Really?
About 90% of all named dinosaurs have been named since about 1990. If you were to generate a discovery curve of dinosaurs over time, you would have a curve that's shaped like this, and we're currently on the steep upward curve of the graph.
Why do you think there's such a craze for naming new dinosaurs at the moment?
Regions of the world are being explored more that haven't been really looked at much beforehand. So places like southern South America, much of Central Asia, parts of Africa and Australia, more and more people are going out to those places, finding new dinosaurs and bringing them back.
And the more we find, the more complete our understanding of the world of the dinosaurs becomes.
It makes you realise just what a vast body of knowledge we've now amassed about these extinct animals, so that a paleontologist can come along, look at a single bone and say, this must be a whole new species. And it also makes you wonder how many other dusty, unloved specimens are sitting there on store shelves, just waiting to be recognised.